Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. As always, the blue-eyed Barbadian right next to me. Hello, intern Josh.
Hello, Andy. Who needs hot sauce when the air is so hot? Am I right, people?
Oh, my dear Lord.
We're sweating.
She's back. Mrs. Ro-Ro, do you mind if I call you that? Is in the house.
I love it. Thanks for having me back, you guys.
We are so happy to have you come back. There's
really
a light. A lot has changed in your life. A lot has changed in your beverage world.
In my life, yes.
It's going to be like having a totally different person on this podcast.
Yeah, so I said the other day that when I...
Yes. Mach 2, are you feeling good about round 2 so far?
Oh, I'm just so thrilled to be back. It's my favorite podcast. I had so much fun on the Christmas episode.
When you say it's your favorite podcast, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, I love listening to you editing it and how joy-filled you guys are to do this.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel incredibly insecure about my own podcast.
So are you saying that it's not as big of a party on Totally Mommy?
Yeah, no, it's not as... Well, it's... It's an equal amount of love fest, I would say, but vibrating at a different level.
It's like mature, sensitive, smart, thoughtful women having honest conversations about motherhood.
That's exactly it.
Not middle-aged men
talking about
middle-aged.
Are we middle-aged? We're middle-aged, right?
Yeah, sure. If this was like 1690.
Joshua, don't you have a birthday coming up?
Oh, yeah. It's true. It'll actually already be in the past by the time this drops.
And what age is that?
33.
You're going to be, when this drops...
Okay, you're not quite middle-aged.
What's middle-aged? Over the Hill's 40, right?
40 is middle-aged. You guys are getting close.
Yeah, so why rush these things? That's my point.
JoJo is going to be hurting Friday morning when this drops, I'm imagining.
That's probably true.
JoJo's going to get turned up.
Slow to social media.
Let's get turned up right now, though, all of us. Quick little business. The hotline's open. We're going to get to those voicemails in a little bit here. That number is...
909-359-BEVS.
Let's get social, everybody. Mm. We're on the Snapchat. We love the Snapchat more than anything else on the planet.
We do.
Keep those snaps coming, and we'll keep snapping back at you about once a month.
Yep.
what else? Keep the donations coming. We've been getting the donations, and I love it, via PayPal. The email address is totallybeverages@gmail.com. JoJo, I hear that there might be some awesome emails, too, around these parts.
Sure.
We like the voicemails better, as you know. But, you know, if you got something that you really want to be thoughtful and type it out...
We had a great email about straws that we touched on last week. It was fantastic.
It's the best. That's really the biz. Support our...
Amazon.
I know. Listen to this one.
He gets there. You know, it just takes a little while. This is kind of how we roll on this thing.
Support the show on Amazon. You go to totallylame.com. You click on the Amazon banner, and you shop like you normally would. We get a taste. And can I make our announcement as well?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We also have a very exciting new thing that's coming your way. We're going to have like a T-Bash recommends, a Totally Mommy recommends, a Totally Mary recommends. We're going to have buying pages that feature some of the products that we've been talking about on the show. So, for example, the Hydro Flask. We got to put the Hydro Flask on T-Bash recommends.
Yeah.
We're going to put the AeroPress. It's probably going to be the number one thing on T-Bash recommends.
It literally has to be the first thing on there.
But basically, we're going to make it super easy for you guys to go out and buy the products that we talk about on the show, and then we'll get a little bit of Skrilla for it as well. And yeah, that's very exciting. When is that dropping, Mrs. Ro-Ro?
In the next month.
All right, yeah, so stay tuned for that.
And keep in mind, these are not bought and sold things, but it's just, they'll all funnel through the Amazon link. So that's how we'll get like a little taste on the back end. It's not like a sponsored thing necessarily.
No, we are filling up our house with all these products, JoJo.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. It is a blend an tank. Amazon thing. Oh, we got to do our smoothie episode stat.
Yeah.
All right.
The fine people at Blend Tech are waiting on pins and needles, wondering when the fuck that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
They
keeps emailing us about it.
We're going to explain. I mean, we're going to explain in this podcast why we got this blender and then smoothies. We haven't traveled yet to Smoothie City for good reason.
Let's just get into your new and updated
situation.
Beverage profile. And we get so many emails asking about beverages and being pregnant. So this is, I'm so glad you're on the show right now.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So tell us a little bit about your beverage profile these days. It's a lot different than the last time you were here.
It's way different. I'm going to actually back it up. Beep, beep, beep. A couple of weeks. Because I'm actually 6 months pregnant now, 24 weeks, and I just got to, Andy's just calculating this, like this is news to him.
I thought we had 4 more months until the baby dropped.
Which would mean you would be 4 months.
You would be pregnant for 12 months. Six
come
plus
on,
four.
Come on. Come on, Andy.
10.
Okay. Well, you are
you all see why I made that mistake.
I don't. It's an easy mistake. Anyone can make it. Easy math makes easy mistakes. Everyone knows that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
okay, so you're actually pregnant for 40 weeks.
Okay.
So you are 10 months pregnant, but not 10 calendar months pregnant. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm 6 months pregnant, not six. I'm like 5.5 calendar months pregnant.
Okay.
Just in the last couple of weeks, I've started to feel like I don't want to barf my brains out 24 hours a day.
Right.
So for the first 5 months, I really did feel incredibly ill. And a huge part of this, I mean, was food and drink. So my beverage profile changed as such. Wake up early because we have a kid who wakes us up early.
Who's that?
Her name is Oprah.
Oops.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was a neighborhood kid.
Yeah.
Banging on your windows. Old Dennis the Menace type.
For pop, like the moment I'm out of bed, pop an Ensure.
Ooh. What kind of Ensure were you rocking?
It's got to be ice cold. Original chocolate.
You putting that over ice or just you want it as cold as possible from your fridge?
Here's some disturbing news from the Rosen household. We don't have ice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a no ice zone.
And that's going to factor into things here in a minute. So, yeah, it's got to be, it's out of the refrigerator. We turned our refrigerator way down.
Okay.
Man, Ruby is vibing on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
I've got the Kevorka.
Get the kid up. I let the Ensure settle for a minute.
Yeah. Then, how fast are you drinking that Ensure?
Like half just pounding.
Chugging it.
And then like over the next half hour, I'd go and take sips and stuff.
Okay. Okay.
From there on out for the rest of the day, we're looking at seltzer. All various forms of sparkling water seltzer. It has to be carbonated or it's not staying down. Regular water would make me throw up.
Ugh.
Then moving on to, can I reveal what today's about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I found a couple weeks into this hell, I found something that really took the edge off. Lemonade.
Lemonade.
And it was a very specific lemonade, and I believe that's what we're shooting at today.
It is one of the contenders in the shootout.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
I think I brought this up on the show before. So, Elizabeth, you were at a party, I guess, when you were introduced to this lemonade, and it's a lemonade from a restaurant called Lemonade.
Oh. Well,
I actually, I'll just name drop here. I was at this, like, yeah, it was like a get-together at Casey Wilson's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she had lemonade from Lemonade there.
Mm.
And I was like, holy shit. It was like, it made me feel better than I had felt in a really long time.
I was
chugging it. Part of the problem with being so sick all the time is you can get dehydrated because drinking water makes you sick. Like, just anything going in makes you feel sick. But if you don't put anything in, you get sicker. It's a horrible situation, but one I'm blessed to be in. And so when I was at Casey's, I was like, fuck, this shit is so good. And as I was leaving, I was so desperate. I went up to her and I said, can I take this jug of lemonade, please?
Right.
And she was like, very gracious, but like, okay. And I took it and then went through it very quickly. And I made Andy go to lemonade.
Because there's one kind of close to the studio.
How quickly did you?
Like in a day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And this is what, like a gallon? What are you talking about?
She brought home a half gallon.
Half okay. gallon. And so Andy goes and buys a gallon and it's like $25.
It's $25. So I just ordered it and they're like, it's $25. And I was like, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
It's 20.
No, just the lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't need. Yes. Yeah. But then I felt like such a goon for stealing someone's very expensive lemonade, Casey.
You
Casey's
probably thought
like,
it was like $1.99 thing
it was
of lemonade,
like a $4 right? Thing or what? Not four, but you know, like six.
Like as if she had like maybe like a little. Like there's a little bowl by the door, maybe some keys and some loose change. There's like a $20 bill sitting. You're like, do you mind if I take this?
Yes, yeah, totally.
I was going to go to the ATM, but it's a lot easier if I just take your
$20. I'm a total jerk. I know. I felt so bad after that. But anyway, so yeah, I found the lemonade. That was my jam for a while.
And that was the only one. So you tried some other ones and then you were like, no, it's got to be that one.
Yeah.
And so I think we only did two more trips of getting the gallon and then it kind of disappeared, right? Which was phew, because you know we got to keep baby Opes in diapers and the next one coming in. It's $25 a gallon. That's like $1 a sip.
I think that was when like things started easing up a little, and then I discovered something. We went on a trip, and while we were on this trip we were having a lot of ice water and that was I could keep down, and I was like, oh, ice is great. Having really, really cold water. So even to this day, now I've added back in like iced coffees or iced decaf coffees. Once a day, I have an iced decaf Americano. And I'll go, when I'm leaving the coffee shop, go just ask for a glass of ice to go. So I can bring it home and fill it up with regular water. So I have some ice water.
Can we pause here for 1 second and can you guys explain why you don't have ice in the house?
Oh, we would never.
No? Okay. So going on. Yeah.
Against our religious beliefs. No, we have like a medium sized refrigerator. It's not very big. Okay. The freezer is not very big. We tried doing ice for a while, like in old fashioned trays. We don't have an ice maker. Sure. The trays just became annoying, and like the ice would then take on this weird like freezer burn flavor.
I don't even think that's that true. You know what I think the answer is? We don't use it that often. That's the thing. I think there's probably ice in the freezer right now.
No,
we're just
not
ice people.
There's for sure not ice in the freezer.
Where are the ice trays?
I have no idea.
They're not in the freezer?
Anyway, but so ice is great.
Okay.
Fine. Do you have an ice maker?
Well,
do you really?
We have a refrigerator that is ice maker enabled. Like it has an ice maker in it, but we don't. It's not hooked up. So,
oh my god,
you're traying it up, right?
We have trays. So we have what we do. We keep ice cube trays in the like container that would normally drop ice in it.
So why don't you just hook it up?
Because we don't own our house and you got to like run some pipe all around the thing and do, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Actually, I want to do it.
Normal
My wife's supposed
people
to be
and
doing
the rest
that kind of, you Sorry. Know, home renovations.
You're not to supposed to. House.
She doesn't like it when I do. I don't think it matters really. No one's going to know.
That seems like just a positive.
I do too.
For the
all
rental.
Right, I'm going to do it.
Normal people out in the country who like in the rest of the country who are listening to this are like, what are these animals doing?
Well,
they don't have ice?
Well, no, I'm thinking that people are like, these animals or this animal over here thinks that ice out of ice trays tastes funny and only drinks $25 lemonade.
You know what you can also get, and I think this is literally from like the dollar bins at Target. We have a couple of ice cube trays, which I still don't totally understand why they exist, but maybe this is it, that have covers. And so,
ours, we have the cover.
Okay, well, never mind then.
The flavor still gets in there.
It doesn't.
All right, so okay, that's anyway. My beverage profile. Occasionally at night, because I had a hard time eating at night, I would have a milkshake.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's...
Well, what kind of milkshake? From Are you making it here?
Like, Andy would get it. No. Andy would get it from, like, a burger joint or something where he was getting his dinner. And
Fix,
I just...
And go to, like, the Fix Burger.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But that's it, you guys. Let's get back to that. Not as exciting now that I've said it out loud. It's just different. Wow. Seltzer. I need carbonation.
Lots of seltzer. Real quick, though, with the ice thing,
I do have
Elizabeth would put her water bottle into the freezer and have it be a block of ice.
And then it melts. And then you drink ice. I will say this. LaCroix. Mm-hmm. LaCroix.
Yeah, tell about your seltzer journey.
Well, so when I first realized I was really sick and I needed seltzer, Andy very kindly went to Target and bought like 24 cases of LaCroix in all different flavors. And that's all I drank for like 2 months. And it makes me sick to see LaCroix now.
Ugh.
If I see a LaCroix... It makes my stomach turn. It happened today at the grocery store.
It's over.
Oh, wow. You just walk into the grocery store. You just really can't lay eyes on it. Is there another seltzer that you're okay with? It literally is just at the side of the label that you think that's really the issue. So they changed their packaging. You'd be fine.
Possibly. Yeah.
They should change their packaging. I'm not really a fan.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan now either. No. But like regular Trader Joe's, you know, whatever mineral sparkling water. Mm-hmm. I got some Arrowhead today.
Sure.
I'm down.
You switch it up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And remind me again, you guys do not have a soda stream?
Well, this is an interesting thing. Elizabeth just refuses to do the soda stream this pregnancy, whereas last pregnancy, it was her saving grace. And what's the logic on that, sweetheart?
Because we have a 16-month-old who gets scared by super loud noises. And as awesome as the soda stream is, it makes a very loud noise, or a couple of them, when you're carbonating that shit.
Sure.
Okay.
And the way I was going through it last pregnancy, like, I'm making 7 bottles a day.
You wouldn't want to have to hold out during a nap to get your seltzer fix.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, I would be dehydrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You guys, I feel like I'm not bringing it.
No,
this
you are.
Time.
I have one other question for you. Okay. Did you ever mess around with like a sparkling lemonade or any kind of like sort of, you know, not a soda, but these things that are sparkling water with some juice in there?
Well, what I would do is half lemonade, half seltzer.
Ooh. Oh, delicious.
Real good.
Delicious. So usually, right around this time, JoJo is like filling up the shootout,
yeah,
so to speak. We're taping this at our house, and we wanted to make sure that the beverages were ice cold for Elizabeth.
You're so sweet.
So let's get it. We're going to pause the show real quick. JoJo and I are going to fill these up.
Okay.
And, you know, who's going to shine? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. We'll get right into it.
Oh, I'm dying to know. I'm really dying to know what you guys are going to think.
I'm so curious. I have to say, I was really expecting when you said lemonade from lemonade that it was just going to be in like a 20-ounce cup and that you were going to be awkwardly pouring it out of there. I didn't realize they sold it in quantity. And so that was my big question when you were saying you had this at a party. Like, did they just go get 50 cups of lemonade?
Right.
But they sell it in gallon jugs.
But they don't advertise it, though. They like go into the back to get the jug. Like, this would have never happened had you... We're in like the perfect thing where the people were in the know and knew about the half gallon jugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It just was meant to be.
It was.
All right, let's pause real quick and we're going to fill these up and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back.
We are back. Ooh. Josh,
it's like
intern
we never left.
Josh and Roro and JoJo poured these bevies.
We got 4 ice cold lemonades. We've got... Oh, wait. I forgot my cheat sheet. I need my cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah. You got to get that cheat sheet.
Name this fantastic comedy movie, which was maybe my inspiration to get into comedy. Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
Oh, that's so good. Should we almost just leave it up there as a quiz? Someone can name it.
Well, can you play the actual clip?
Okay.
When Elvis was young, he was a bad motherfucker, boy. Elvis was bad. He was vicious. Sing his ass off. He sang so good, they let him do movies. He couldn't act. They said, fuck it, let him sing all his dialogue. They did. Everything Elvis said, he said, Elvis, we got to win this race. We got to win this race. Elvis, want some lemonade?
lemony. That cool, refreshing drink.
Amazing. Name that fine film.
Yeah, name that film.
Yeah. And we'll send you a cake up.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so we got Minute Maid Lemonade. We've got Simply Lemonade. We've got Herbert's or Hubert's?
Hubert's.
Hubert's Lemonade. Yeah. And then we got Lemonade Lemonade.
Oof.
Which is our big daddy. Price point on all of these, the Minute Maid was on super special for $1.99.
For like a half gallon.
For a half gallon.
Yeah. Wow.
The Simply Lemonade was, I think, came in at $3.50.
Okay.
How much was the Hubert's?
It was $2.29 for a 16-ouncer.
Okay, so, and then we had our half gallon of the Lemonade Lemonade, I think was
$15.
So those are our price points. So, so obviously we have got Minute Maid and Simply Lemonade are our kind of, I don't know, our worker bees? I don't know. And Hubert's and our other lemonade are our little upper echelon lemonades. Who will triumph in this taste test? I have a few predictions.
Oh, let's hear them.
Jojo, for you.
Mm. Oh, I see how this is going. Okay,
your favorite is not going to be the Lemonade Lemonade. I think you're going to be a Hubert's man.
Is that because I brought it?
I think it's because you brought it. I looked at the bottle. It just seems something like you.
It's a very fun bottle.
And I just got a feeling you guys are simpatico. Mm.
Well, thank you.
And newsflash, Elizabeth, same for you. Hubert's is going to win.
You crazy.
I don't think that the Lemonade Lemonade is going to win. Now, for me, I think I'm a Lemonade Lemonade guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You think you're Lemonade Lemonade.
Yeah, and I don't think...
This is a classist statement right here. I feel like we are being backed into a corner.
Does class exist in America today? I think so. we're about to explore it through our lemonade tasting.
Now, I'm not saying Minute Maid and Simply Lemonade could triumph. I feel like our loser of the night, and I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. I feel like our loser is Simply Lemonade for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you say one of them's Minute Maid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little bevy fact from Elizabeth's family. My family, my grandmother owned orange groves in Georgia and Florida that went to Minute Maid orange juice.
There you go.
When everyone in my family died, I inherited my sister and I inherited orange groves.
Whoa.
And we sold them for very little money.
Mm.
Salted
the orange groves weren't hot. The market wasn't hot then.
Well, it was weird because I was 19 and she was 22 or whatever. And we had to pay someone to work them.
Sure.
And neither of us felt comfortable with that. Like,
right, because there's
managing an orange grove.
And doesn't that seem like the kind of thing where maybe you can say for sure, but that you probably got approached by, you're like, okay, well, how much would it cost? We need 100 workers to work this orange grove. That's gonna be a lot of money if we're paying these people a living wage. And someone's like, well, we could save you a little money, probably. I get a team of guys who will do it for less.
Yeah. In my mind, there was just one man out there picking oranges.
Just one man, one bag, twisting them off the tree.
We used to have, every Christmas when we were growing up, they'd send us a crate of the oranges.
Oh, that's sweet of them.
And they were really good.
Delicious.
So, and they went into Minute Maid.
So is there a part of you that has, I mean, you have Minute Maid in your bones, so to speak. Maybe it'll triumph for you.
Possibly.
What does your gut say?
I'm going to go Lemonade, Lemonade.
Wow.
Okay. Jojo?
I'm afraid that one is somehow going to stand out. But then I'm actually wondering, based on the size of this, how many ounces? Is there 128 ounces in a half gallon? Do you think so? 64 or something like
that? I
think
it's 64.
Okay, let's go with that. So, right. Okay, so there's 64 ounces.
It might be 32, actually.
What? Two pints?
Oh, no. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, so 64 ounces. So that's for this. I mean, the Hubert's lemonade is no cheap. If you're buying a half gallon of it, it costs you like 10, 12 bucks.
Sure.
So I'm wondering if they're going to be comparable. I feel like Minute Maid, we're going to be able, I think that's the one we're just going to know right off the bat. Because it's a simple beverage in and of itself, right? It's just water. sugar and lemons.
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
Some citric acid in there.
Sure.
Well,
hopefully that's from the
that's
lemons.
From the lemons.
But they probably do add it to all. Right, like that's probably true, though. They do probably add it to every single one.
It's probably like they probably take the lemons, create, you know, like fake diluted lemon juice out of it. You know, yeah, that you buy in those yellow plastic
sure
lemons.
That's all I need to squeeze.
Then buy corn syrup that, and citric acid.
That's someone's
acid
job is to squeeze those plastic yeah lemons at the Minute Maid factory.
They get them by the case over yeah there.
And then, yeah, they probably deconstruct it and then reconstruct it in the like least healthy way possible.
Certainly.
And if it's anything like your Minute Maid orange juice, it probably then sits in huge vats for 3 years before anybody drinks it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, let's get into this. Okay. Let's start with, we're going to go left to right.
Okay.
The first one on the left will be our number one.
Mm-hmm.
This one, and just by pure chance, how JoJo put these on the table from left to right, it's kind of the lightest color to the darkest. Would we all agree?
Just
yeah
about.
Kind of.
Yeah. They're all cloudy, which
these
is
they're all going to smell like lemonade.
That's, yeah. There's...
It smells like classic lemonade to me.
Yeah, me too. I will say this. Tart.
Very tart.
Cloudy lemonade. Because lemonade is like a thing that is known. You know, many things are called lemonade. Apparently in the UK and Europe, it's actually the name for like what we call Sprite.
Oh.
It's lemon flavored soda. Like it's sugar. It's straight up just lemon flavored, you know. But this is the...
No this key one doesn't have much guts to it. You know, when you think of lemonade, you think of stuff floating around a little bit, sort of, don't you?
No? Well, I guess that is kind of like the home style vibe. You know, some of them can have pulp.
I think I know which one this is.
Yeah, me too. This doesn't make my teeth feel great. I don't think any of these will.
It's not too sweet, though. Yeah. This one's not too sweet.
Not too sweet or too sour, which it immediately kind of puts it towards the bottom.
I don't, yeah, not my jam.
All right, let's move on to number two. This one has like a little bit,
of a head.
Yeah, a little bit of a head or a film at the top.
Interesting.
Less lemon smell on the nose?
This one smells much more lemon pledgy.
Good call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is interesting.
I love this one.
Really?
It's light. It's lighter. It's...
smoother?
Yeah.
But yet... I still feel like there's a little, like Elizabeth said, like the head on it. There's still like a little bit of like creaminess to it, but it's smoother.
Yes, this got a creamy.
Ultra pasteurized probably or something. I don't know. It's good.
Oh, I think that you might be throwing yourself.
Maybe.
All right.
That's just a very smooth contender right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a sip of water actually.
I have a question for you guys. Did you ever have lemonade stands growing up?
I never did it.
Yes, I did.
Did you make bank doing that?
I don't remember the financial rewards as much as the fun and joy of doing it.
Yeah.
You know what else we had?
What?
My sister had made bows.
Mm.
And she had a bow stand where you could buy like hair bows.
Oh, I thought I was hoping you were talking about like an archer's
like
bow.
A bow and
a
arrow.
Long bow.
And those like... woven bracelets and stuff that kids made. She would sell those.
Oh, brilliant.
And where would you set this up?
On the corner of Oakley Lane and Ledoux Road.
And people would stop and buy stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's just
come on
adorable
down to Oakley and Ledoux. I saw some, like, I hate even using the word hipsters, but it was undeniably what it was. This group of hipsters who were having some kind of like bake sale or lemonade stand situation, but just like across the street from someone else's yard sale the other day.
Oh.
It was just, it seemed like if you're old enough, it's the same rules with like trick or treating. It's just like, if you're old enough to like drive yourself there, you got to get out of the game. It felt like there's got to be a hard
cap. Yeah, it's like
cap.
Everyone's like, let's do something fun that makes us feel like we don't do kid stuff anymore.
Yeah, let's go rent a bouncy castle.
I'm going to do some coloring books as soon as we stop this podcast.
So let's wrap this thing up.
Andy's not kidding.
I'm not kidding, but that's a different podcast. Okay, let's get on number three. Number three is a little yellower.
The smell is...
It looks thicker and like denser to me. Just looks. I'm only talking looks.
Yeah. I kind of like the smell.
That tastes like...
This one The smell tastes like there could be alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to anybody?
This is horrible. It tastes like Pledge.
Yeah.
Oh.
It does taste like Pledge.
It's terrible.
This one tastes like Pledge.
This tastes like a melted, gross popsicle to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's slimy. I don't like it, and I'm nervous now about which one is which. I really feel like, I have to say, I have no idea.
And it's chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an idea.
Bah.
Oh, God. Bah. Oh. That almost tastes off.
Does citric acid make you guys, like, I know I sweat a lot on this podcast anyway, because I don't know if I'm
it's really hot
sweat.
In here,
it's
too.
Hot
it's
in
really
here.
Hot
Gosh.
In here.
But there's something about drinking citrusy things that, like, right in my, I guess, my sort of sinus area, like my cheeks, and sometimes a little bit on my forehead, I just get a little pee of, like, sweat for, like,
or
a
like,
second. Like, if I was eating, like, a sour candy, the same thing would happen.
Huh.
I don't know what it is.
I get a little of that maybe in the cheeks and then the back of the brain.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get on to this last one here.
Okay. This one is more pulpy. It's got legs to it. Do you know what legs are?
I didn't know how to use them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one, the pulp's clinging to the glass.
Not much of a smell on it, though.
No. A little soapy.
A little soapy.
Ugh. What does that taste?
Terrible.
Sugar. This one tastes the most, it's most sugar forward.
Oh, wow.
There's
That's
hardly
all I gotta
any
say.
There's
is,
hardly,
oh, wow.
There's hardly any lemon flavor to it.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. I gotta go. I gotta switch around.
Well, I know exactly which one is lemonade.
I don't think you do.
I don't think you do either.
I really don't think you do. I really don't
Man,
think you do.
I'm so... Huh.
Okay. Hold on.
So difficult.
Let me read you some facts about these first, because that might help. Okay, we got Minute Maid, Hubert's, Simply Lemonade, and then Lemonade. Now, I don't have the calorie count and whatnot for Lemonade, so we'll have to guess on that.
Sure.
But Minute Maid, 8-ounce serving, 110 calories... 15 milligrams of sodium, 28 grams of sugar. So 120 calories, 28 grams of sugar on the Minute Maid. Hubert's, 70 calories for an 8-ounce serving. So not quite half, but
almost
half.
Sugar?
15 grams of sugar. So almost half the sugar as well. Same serving size. Simply Lemonade, 120 calories, just a little bit more than Minute Maid. Same sugar, 28 grams of sugar.
I know exactly what we're working with here.
Now, I think one of those revealed something for me. But everything else is a question mark. I got to do a quick run before we make predictions and favorites.
I do too. I have no idea what I'm drinking. Do you guys know that lemonade's been around since the year 10,000 AD?
What?
Or somewhere in there. Egyptians made the first lemonade. Yeah.
Oh,
isn't
that
crazy?
That.
Sometimes okay. Sweetened with honey or dates.
I definitely know what one of them is. You guys, just thoughts on number one real quick. I'm not that mad at number one anymore.
It's kind of tangy.
Yeah, a little tang. I could drink a lot of the first one. It's very light.
Number three is a fucking nightmare.
It is. Numbers one and... At this point, I'll be upset if number three is anything other than Minute Maid. Ugh, good God. I think it is something other. Ugh.
I'm really digging the last one now again, too. And I keep coming. I have no problem with one, two, and four, actually. They all have different vibes.
Yep.
This is going to be hard for me to pick my favorites, I think.
Okay.
I think my lineup might shock everyone.
Okay, I feel
good. All right, are we doing guesses of what they are or our favorites first? What do we normally do, JoJo?
We normally do a favorite first.
Let's do our favorites first, and then we'll guess what's what.
Sometimes a worse than a first, you know.
JoJo, do you want to grab the bottles while Elizabeth does her favorites?
Sure. I'll grab them after. After we guess.
Okay.
Favorite is number two.
Okay, I like that. Then rate them like top to bottom.
Okay, number two, number four, number one, number three.
That makes a lot of sense. I get that. I get that.
Because three is terrible and the rest are fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. JoJo?
I have no idea.
This is, you guys, this is why I love this podcast. It's so interesting. Because I guarantee you, if all three of us were at a party and we had number three, we'd be like, it wouldn't even cross our minds how disgusting it is.
Yeah. It's really? True. I think, yes. No. Well, that's something we come up with all the time.
Wretch.
But it's what happens all the time with, like, especially the, like, we've always talked about the Trader Joe's
stuff.
Yeah,
with pretty much every Trader Joe's product.
It's when you have it on its own, I said a million times, my house is chock full of Trader Joe's shit, like top to bottom. But if you put it up against something that's actually more, like the reason, you find out why something else is more expensive. It's like there's some corner that they've cut that is just, when you put it up against a thing that is supposedly its equal, it gets thrown right to the ground.
Have you ever had like Cheerios, a generic brand Cheerios that tastes anything as good as regular Cheerios?
No.
Oh, great point. Yeah, that's...
Okay, now, Elizabeth, I want to make one quick comment before JoJo goes. Are you picking two just because it's the smoothest and, like you could probably drink the most of it? Like, it seems like it's, like, the least lemonade-y of all of them. It seems like small fries, sort of. Mm.
That's not my interpretation at all.
Okay, what's your interpretation?
Fresh. I think it's not been fucked with. I think it has a great balance of... tart and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Not too sweet, not too tart. I could drink a lot of it and it's smooth.
Okay.
To me, that's what makes a great lemonade.
I think you're right on the money. I almost wish some of these, one of these was sourer.
Yeah.
I would like, I think, a little bit more.
I think number one's pretty sour.
Well, what's the difference between sour and tart?
Maybe nothing.
Because it feels very tart to me.
Tart, the difference between sour and tart is like, tart has a twang to it, like mm-hmm. a sour is more targeted.
Okay.
That's my read. All right, Josh?
Yeah, what are your favorites?
I don't know. I really don't. I think two and four are my favorites. Number one, I just got a weird thing on the back end of it. For a second, three is obviously garbage water. It's disgusting. If a kid served me that, I'd throw it right in their face and get my money back. But
okay.
Okay, I think I know what's what too.
I do too.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm changing my mind.
Yeah, this is difficult. Citric acid, I think, really throws a wrench in the works.
Right,
they don't tell you that in school. Elizabeth, do you want to tell us what you think first?
No, Josh, what's your favorites? You got to rate
my favorites.
Favorites.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, I would say 2, 4, 1, 3.
Same something as like Elizabeth.
That. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to go 4, 2, 1, 3.
I don't even like the fact that number one ends up by default being so close to number three in the rankings because it doesn't deserve that kind of shabby treatment.
No, I was going to say, like, number one and two, there is something I'm fond about number one, too.
Yep.
All right, Josh, you want to go grab the bottles real quick and we'll make some predictions. Elizabeth, what are your thoughts? Do you think...
Should I just say it?
Yeah, you want to do all of them?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, wait, let me try it for... I'm a little stuck on 4 and 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one is Minute Maid. Number two is Hubert's. Number three is Simply Lemonade, and number four is Lemonade.
Wow. I think I'm going exactly with you.
Really?
I will also ride or die on that.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
I think our only question marks, would we all agree that we're a little unsure about 1 and 3? Could they be swapped?
No.
Yeah, I do. But I really do just think that Simply Lemonade is grosser than the bottle lets on. That's my hope.
I also, there's a smell to the Minute Maid that I knew the moment I picked it up, this is Minute Maid.
Got it. Mm. Okay, that makes sense. And my other thought is, how on earth could Minute Maid be the worst of all these? Because Minute Maid's been in this game for a long time. Right. They've done some serious R&D in this department. Yeah. Simply Lemonade is like the new kid on the block and just trying as hard as they can, but just flailing.
I don't like it. I don't like the whole Simply game.
Hubert
belies some
I have
real
to say, if
seedy
I'm right,
shit.
Yeah, I'm going to really look at it with different eyes.
Yeah. Because it seems like the classy thing, right? Somebody's doing a mimosa brunch or something. You're going to, you go over to someone's house for brunch and you got to swing by the grocery store and they say, get some orange juice or something. You're going to grab the Simply one probably.
Look at the bottle.
Yeah.
Because the bottle makes it look nice and it makes it seem like it's the best. We're trashing this. This is probably going to be number two, right? It's going to be our favorite. Should we reveal?
Yeah, let's do it. So we're unanimous in our decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since that's happened.
Right. Yeah. And
especially with four beverages.
Yeah.
This is pretty serious. Okay. So first, number one cup. Everybody's got three dots?
Correct.
Oh, boy. It's not that one. It's not that one.
It's not Minute Maid?
We're wrong.
It's Hubert's.
Interesting. Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Now do we adjust?
I want to adjust. We've never adjusted, but since we're unanimous, let's adjust, right?
Okay.
All right.
So that's Hubert's.
And so then the question really then...
Wow.
I really want number two to be Minute Maid then.
We all went 2-4-1-3.
Is our favorite. Yeah, in our top bottom.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I mean, I think Minute Maid has to be the second one. If it's Simply, I'm going to be really mad.
It really might be Simply. All right, let's just keep going. Let's keep revealing. Okay, yeah, so our second cup has one. I have one dot.
One dot. You guys are going to be really happy because that is Minute Maid.
Well, would you look at that?
Wow.
Staying true to my family origins.
For $1.99, babe.
Oh, this is so upsetting. The ingredients list is a bummer.
Oh.
Sort of. By comparison, anyway. Where it's just like, best one. Well, it says pure filtered water, high fructose corn syrup, lemon juice from concentrate, lemon pulp, natural flavors, always a question mark, and sugar.
Mm.
Product of the
no
Coca-Cola
lemon.
Company.
But
like,
so
no.
Smooth.
Wow.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense. Was that the one that had a little head on it?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
That should have told us right away. Of course. Okay.
Okay. Number three, I really hope it's not lemonade.
It's not. There's no way.
Okay.
It's got to be Simply Lemonade. I'm going to lose I'm
four
nervous.
Dots.
Josh.
Let's just see. Let's see. Simply Lemonade has only two dots on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is not possible.
Oh, God.
Did they have, like, a bad batch today at Lemonade? Did someone dump some Pine Sol in
okay,
there on accident?
Okay, actually, now that we're talking about it, I have to say something.
You've never liked Lemonade. Did it despite Casey Wilson.
Now that we're talking about it. I have to think that the reason when I was feeling so nauseous, like this is so strong. It is like you were drinking like Roto-Rooter, right?
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
And maybe there's something about the strength of that like,
I don't know though. Cause when you brought it or when I brought it home, I had some and I was like, this is fucking good lemonade.
Right now, just take a swig of it. Like don't smell it and stuff, but just take a, you know, like someone hands you, want some lemonade? Here, have a sip of lemonade.
Yeah, it's still the worst for me.
It's not good.
It's all not right. good.
But I will say this.
Burns
you know,
the back of my throat.
This is just the opposite of the century.
Yeah, this really is.
Wow. So number four, our second favorite of all of them, was Simply.
And you know what? I almost went number four as my favorite one. Simply Lemonade,
we just trashed
really, really owe you an big apology.
I don't know what to say. All right.
I feel so ashamed.
Simply Lemonade, if you're listening, go fuck yourself. Wow. Well, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shootouts of all time.
I agree.
A lot of twists and turns.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, number four tastes like pure sugar. It tastes like you took a spoon and put it in a bag of Domino and just put it right in your mouth.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was a blast. Did not see things going down that way. Have a bit of a headache, I think, from all of these lemonades now.
And so this is one thing I was going to say. I noticed this when I bought it, that the last ingredient in Hubert's is a stevia extract called Rebiana. Like, it has cane sugar in it, but they add, that must be to keep the calories down. So they also have a diet version anyway. But so maybe they just switched the ratio or something. But I wonder if that accounted for that little bit of weird, what I thought was like a chemical-y taste.
Oh, yes. Right.
On the first one that I then was just like, oh, that's probably Minute Maid.
Which I thought was like, oh, that's that Minute Maid smell.
I definitely thought the Hubert's was number two because of the smoothness. And like, I would say number two felt less sweet, like less sugar than number one. And as it turns out, it has almost twice the amount of sugar.
Okay, well.
I feel so sick emotionally and physically right now.
Think about all the money you guys spent on garbage.
Well, think about all the money we're going to save now.
Oh, that's a good
What did
point.
We learn there? And
half full. Half full, this one. Lemonade cup, half full.
And you did your heritage proud by picking Minute Maid.
Although apparently it's not actually made from any fruit.
Well, there's fruit.
Oh, yeah, it was fruit. At one point in time, it was fruit. It says 100% natural flavor. All right, guys, that was amazing. Let's get into some voicemails here.
Hey, guys, Greg from the Simple Cocktails podcast again. You guys were talking to Dave last week about rum and drinking rum straight. You guys have to know that this is going to be the next big thing. You can get a 25-year-old rum for like $20-$30. You guys need to try some aged rums like Zacapa 23 or Bacardi 8. They're easy to find. They're cheaper than just about any whiskey you can find. And they're pretty good, and they actually don't taste that sweet at all. Once you age them in a barrel, they take on some of that spiciness of whiskey, and you guys have to try some. So drinking straight rum, especially aged rum, it's the way to go, guys. Thanks. Go fuck yourself.
I called it. Did I not call it last episode? I said rum, like straight, is going to be the next big thing.
I can tell when you're lying and you're not lying right now.
Yeah, he did say that. That is true.
Well, you know, honestly, you guys, you should put some of this donation money to buying some rum and then do in like 4 years a follow-up episode. Because you guys had Ellen Ferry on, you know, and she's talking about the whiskey. Did she talk to you guys about...
I don't think so.
You're shaking your head, Andy.
I don't think she. Because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think she talked about that.
Is it one of those things like you can do where you like buy a prosciutto and they age it for you? Like you can do that with like whiskey or wine and stuff like that?
Well, wait, what's. Oh, bourbon.
Okay.
Did she talk about bourbon at all?
No.
No.
Oh. Well, she wrote a show about bourbon, and like part of her pitch is she bought these bottles of bourbon because there's a finite number of true bourbon distilleries in Kentucky, and Japanese companies have like swooped in and bought up a bunch of them. Some of them are still family owned, but bourbon over the last like 10 years has just exploded. And because there's limited supply, like a bottle she bought for $40 a couple of years ago is worth like $500 now.
Oh.
That's crazy.
So I'm saying if you are going to take the advice of this fine man who called in, you should buy a bunch of bottles of distilled or aged rum.
Baby Oprah's college fund.
Yes.
I hear what you are saying.
And worst comes to worst, you got some nice bottles of bourbon in your house.
Yeah, you got a gross of
rum.
Rum.
Oh, of rum. Right. Wait, we're buying rum.
Talk about
no, because I don't think that it is. I don't think that had happened yet when we had her on.
Yeah, it hadn't happened yet.
She chose not to. It's fine. You know what? I had some aged rum after the podcast.
Really?
I threw up an Instagram of it that I had. I enjoyed a Barrett's ginger beer. I made basically, I was sipping on some straight rum because I had said we got it as a gift, a 12-year-old Appleton, whatever, Jamaican Estates rum. So, ooh. Yeah, it was from my cousin-in-law, I guess, for her wedding. My wife, she performed the wedding. Officiated
awesome.
It, and as a gift for it, she was like, "Oh, here, we got you this." When they went on their honeymoon to Jamaica, they brought back this really nice bottle of rum. So I had a sip, and it was, you know, it was aged, barrel aged like whiskey. It's brown. It was good. It just didn't have the same characteristics that I like from whiskey. It didn't have that.
Well,
same
it's not whiskey. See, I think you got to get that. You got to reprogram. The
brain.
I
was trying. I mean, I like a straight tequila and stuff like that too. I could get into it. I think I would give some more of it a shot. But I think the sugariness of it, like because it's made from sugar, gives it sort of a. I don't know. It felt like it had kind of a single note, but I guess that doesn't make any sense because all the flavor from whiskey comes from barrels. It has nothing else to do with what's in it. So I don't know. I'll keep at it. This is a good suggestion.
Maybe try a different bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
And when they brought back the bottle from Jamaica, do you think they brought back a bunch of bottles or they brought back like one?
I mean, I hope. It was in like a box, you know, in its own box, like a nice bottle of whiskey.
For them.
So, I mean, maybe if they bought half a dozen of them back. Like, yeah, I have it at home right now.
Do you think they love other people as much as they love
Doubtful.
You?
Yeah, that's where I really wanted to find out.
Here. No.
Okay, let's go Impossible. To the next voicemail here.
Hey, guys. This is Dan from Los Angeles. I hadn't listened to you guys in a while because I had way too many podcasts to catch up on. But then I did. And, you picked a lot of my favorite things to talk about. So I recently learned that you can actually drink rum straight. My friends in San Francisco just told me this last weekend. There are some rums that are insanely sweet, as you might imagine, since it's made from sugar. But there are ones that actually taste good by themselves. And there's one with the parody of a name, Diplomatico Exclusivo Reserva, which shouldn't even be a thing. But it tastes good by itself, so that's a thing. Secondly, ginger beer is great. And third, I took an improv class from Dave once. So that was weird that he was on your show. Hooray for Dave. And go fuck yourself. Bye.
Hey, thanks for the message. Do you guys feel it? Rum's on its way.
I guess so.
I'm vibing on a vibe.
I feel like I know that guy. That guy's voice sounded very familiar. Dan.
Dan from L.A. Hanging out with us. If they're doing it in San Francisco, I guess it's good enough for us down here.
Here we go. Next voicemail.
Hey, I'm calling to tell you that your podcast just really helped me out. I have been doing electrolysis to get rid of some hair that I don't like on my body. That's in a place that's kind of like a little embarrassing. And so it's kind of tough during it. Not only does it hurt, but it also is kind of tough, like, emotionally. Although it's been getting better in both of those ways. And today I was listening to your ginger beer podcast while I was doing my electrolysis, and it's such a nice thing to relax to and to tune out what was happening and just to really get into some good conversation about using avocado in smoothies, which sounds delicious, by the way. Well, thank you for everything you do. You guys are awesome.
What? Well, when I first heard that, I was like, what are you guys talking about? That you're helping this lovely young woman who's getting electrolysis.
We talk about it all. And the point is, the beverages are universal. You know?
I wish this caller-inner could have seen both Andy and Josh extending their arms in this pose of... Victory.
We finally helped somebody out. 50 episodes, basically.
I mean,
finally.
I was thinking of like pulled quotes for our press kit.
Yeah, you guys really helped me out.
All right, the saga gets a little better here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We got this message August 15th at 2:59 p.m.
Okay, afternoon.
It would appear at 12:30 p.m. that same day, there's a message from this lady. So there was a message... 2 or 3 hours before this message that she did not refer to what we just heard. So now we're going to hear that message.
Okay, great.
Unless there's someone in the same household that's also a fan. Or the same office, maybe?
That would be so awesome.
I hope she doesn't say something too revealing about herself in this message.
Why not?
Because she just shared a very kind of intimate, private, vulnerable...
But everyone knows we don't screen these voicemails and they are strictly for the podcast verse.
All right, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Sherry from...
Hey, I'm the listener who called in a few weeks ago after smoking some weed and having some tea, so caffeine.
Party.
And now I'm calling back. It's been a real good couple weeks. It's a Saturday morning and I'm just chilling because it's been a long week and I have a lot of other stuff to do, so I'm enjoying myself. And also, I Snapchatted you guys earlier and... it was a little racy. It alluded to the fact that I was searching for dirty stuff on Amazon. I sent that to like 6 female friends and also you guys, just because I was looking forward to seeing how you would react. Well, I already had 2 cups of coffee. I didn't sleep very much, so I might have more, but I'm not sure. I don't want to overdo it. So I will start thinking about what my next beverage will be. All right.
I'm hooked. Bye. I'm hooked. I'm hooked. I'm hooked. I don't think we heard the message from before. Let me go into the archives, and we might as well dig into that message as well.
I think we did. I feel like I remember.
I mean, I love this gal, party. But then she's sending racy Snapchats to my main squeeze and Carol's main squeeze. I have to say, people don't like to.
Everyone likes to say that Snapchat has gone legit, but I'll tell you this. When my wife saw like the Snapchat icon on my phone, she's like, you have Snapchat? Like, because it is clearly, it's made for dick pics. It's still like made by and for dick pics. No one sent us any yet, which is great. But it does feel like, it does feel seedy having it on my phone.
Hey, I need to ask both of you. Mm. Do you know what Snapchat she's referring to?
No, probably not yet. Really, we'll look at that after this show. I would like to stay on this thread for a minute and just, we might as well get through her voicemails because I see 2 more from 2 weeks ago, but those were on the same day.
Okay, great.
Again, 2 hours apart.
Okay.
Hey, I'm listening to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce.
Good choice.
And I am in a state where weed is legal for me to smoke. And so I also did a wake and bake, and that's been lovely because I've been working really hard 6 days out of 7 or like 5 days out of 7 at my job and trying to relax super hard the other day. And so this is nice. So I smoked, and now I'm going to do, this is actually a beverage-related voicemail because
good.
I'm about to have a sippy speedball. Which means that after smoking, I'm about to consume some caffeine. So I'm sitting down with a cup of tea in a mug that my best friend gave me. And so that also makes me happy. And smoking kind of chills you out. But the caffeine is supposed to make you like also peppy. And I've enjoyed that sensation of those that combination. So I'm excited for it. And I just made breakfast, but I won't tell you about it because this is a beverage podcast.
Appreciate that.
But I'm going to sit and listen to the rest of the Allison Rosen episode while I eat and drink my tea. Have a great day.
We were all, I think our hearts all skipped a beat when she said something about a speedball.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I thought she was referring to the crack cocaine.
Doesn't it is a speedball?
Or methamphetamine.
It's like, yeah, it's like cocaine and something else. Isn't that a speedball?
Yeah, yes. And also, I just want to say this, and I
don't
know, Andy,
that.
you're on a fast train.
Well, we just might as well get through all of
I know,
them.
But
yeah.
I since I have a beverage, she just inspired me to come up with the beverage-related thing. A similar way, or I don't know if it's the same, actually, because I actually haven't done a weed speedball like that, but...
Is that what she called it? Was it weed speedball?
Well, she just called it a speedball, which she said was just having caffeine after some weed.
I would, listener, I'd be careful saying speedball to people.
Yeah, well, especially if you have a drug dealer. I guess you don't. Weed's legal.
I used to go out and get espresso teenies with my ladies.
What's an espresso teeny?
Has this not come up on T-Bash?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's so amazing. I mean, I could only do it if we were having a boozy brunch, because if I had it at night, I'd be up all night. But it's an espresso martini. So it's a martini, but made with espresso. And it is fucking amazing. And it gives you this, like, but you know, alcohol buzzy,
right,
slash caffeinated buzzy, which sounds like it might be bad, but married together is a really beautiful feeling.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah,
I'm and for it, it is delicious. Yes,
I'm in. Where would you get one of those?
We got them at Cliff's Edge.
Okay,
I believe they have them at Mess Hall.
For those of you who do not live in Los Angeles, these are classy brunch establishments. This is not like at
Denny's.
Yeah, it's not a Denny's. Yeah. But that's, I mean, you know, that like these are places that would have like a cocktail menu. So they're making some.
Yeah.
It's a good drink.
It's delicious.
Wow.
All right, let's finish up our.
Oh, sorry
our
to derail you.
Our four-part message.
Hey, I'm calling back.
I love her for intro.
I'm now sitting on the couch looking at a nice view with my tea from my hippie speedball.
And hippie speedball.
I'm having a good time. I wanted to tell you about it because this is a beverage experience. I finished up my breakfast and I'm just chilling, listening to music. And it's been real nice. And it's Saturday morning right now and it's been such a long week, so it's been really enjoyable to hang out. And I also wanted to say that you guys, maybe you should do a shootout where you smoke weed and drink coffee, because you seem pretty chill about weed when you've spoken into that in the past. And that would be awesome. Okay. Bye. I might call back. We'll see what happens.
I love this girl.
I love that she's really staying anonymous.
First of all, it's like a voicemail gratitude journal. She's so like, hey, you guys are awesome. Also, you both do seem to have really chill views on weed.
Yeah, we're pretty chill.
Yeah, we're not narcs, you know?
Yeah. We've been known to have a hippie speedball from time to time.
Although, Andy, I feel like last time we got high, you were shaking or something.
Yeah, the last time I smoked weed, it was not a chill situation.
Yeah.
But that's a different podcast. Yeah, thanks for all those messages. It sounds like she calls us on Saturdays. It's our Saturday San Diego
Saturday
speedball
San Diego
call.
Hippie speedballs.
All right, let's see who else called in.
I'm calling for my friend's phone.
Hey, guys. It's Bethany in Philly. It's been a few weeks since I've called, so I figured I would do. I was just listening to the ginger beer episode, and Brian's question was about the Clearly Canadian, and you mentioned the 90s beverage resurgence or whatever. Am I the only one who drank Sundance? I don't know if anybody else remembers this stuff, but we used to go to our regional 7-Eleven type store called Turkey Hill, and we would buy Sundance, and it was a Clearly Canadian type beverage, but it looked like it was a wine cooler, but it had no liquor in it at all. It was just juice, but we felt very cool when we were like 10 and 11 buying this beverage. So just want to put it out to the listeners. Does anybody else remember this stuff? Because it was fucking awesome. Okay. Love you guys. Go fuck yourself. Adios.
Get your Turkey Hill and Sundance out of here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know about Sundance. It did make me... Did you guys touch on Fresca?
We did. Well, Allison Rosen has like a Fresca problem.
Oh.
Drinks it a lot, I love apparently. Fresca. It's great, but... You know, it's no squirt.
Do you guys have... Do you have a lot of chicks who regularly call in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Bethany is chief among them. She's a regular. As she mentioned, she called in a couple weeks before.
They all sound cool as hell, but should I be concerned?
No, I mean, we're two middle-aged guys with a fucking dope-as-hell beverage podcast.
And we're very chill.
We are super chill. Like, it's not surprising that there would be a dearth of women listeners.
Dearth. I think dearth is a bad... I feel like I just got corrected on this. Oh. The dearth means there's nobody listening.
Oh. There is
a grip.
Yeah.
A
bevy.
I did it.
A bevy.
Andy, to your credit, you haven't like rubbed my face. Like if I feel like if I had all of these male listeners calling in on totally whatever mommy or totally something, mommy. Which would be interesting.
I just want to be a dad so badly.
I feel like I'd be constantly you have never mentioned all of this love and adoration.
It's just the only thing that kind of keeps me going throughout the day, and I would hate to put that in jeopardy in any sort of fashion.
I get it.
Do we have time for one more voicemail, guys?
You tell me.
Yeah. Okay, let's do one more. Let's see what we got here.
Hi guys, this is Bianca from Austin, and I need your help settling a debate. I was out with friends recently, and my friend's boyfriend said very matter-of-factly that IPAs give you bigger boobs. Is this true? Have you guys heard anything about this? My response was that if you drink enough IPAs, your whole body will get bigger, including your boobs. But he countered this with something about hormones in IPAs causing your boobs to grow. Again, I have no idea if this is true or not. Honestly, I have not taken the time to Google it. But pretty much anything this friend tells me, I discount immediately. So if you guys could just shed any light on this, I'd be super grateful and interested. So thanks, you guys. Love the show. And, of course, go fuck yourself. Bye.
Great message. We've gotten a lot of Snapchats about this particular thing.
Well, I have a thought on this.
Okay.
Just that the first thing I thought of is maybe he's getting confused because there are some types of beer, like dark beers, I'm sure IPAs, that help you with your milk supply when you're breastfeeding.
That's right. Like Guinness is... Is it Guinness's?
Well, yeah, Guinness is one of them. I mean, there are lots of beers... I think as long as it's like a darker, I don't know actually what it is, but there's a type of beer, and maybe IPA is part of that, that it'll, so maybe that's been misinterpreted by men to say that makes your boobs bigger.
Yeah, we'll get that going in the comment section this week. If there's any, Jojo, are you seeing anything about that?
I am. Of course, the Munchies Vice blog, the first result is IPAs are giving you man boobs. That was on June 17th of this year.
Oh, okay.
The very next Google result is IPAs are not giving you man boobs from the Beer and Wine Journal. So we'll dig into these. And it looks like there's a... Yeah, it looks like this is actually a weirdly, hotly debated issue. We'll dig into it.
I love it. Well, now's the time for our favorite part of the show. It's our last segment of the show, and that segment is called Brian's Question. When we started the show, my brother-in-law sent us 100 questions, and each week we are tackling one of those questions, this week's question. What's the best way to brew iced tea? Is sun tea that much better? Great question, Brian.
Great question.
I don't have that much experience brewing iced tea, actually. Growing up, my mom would always make sun tea, so I guess I grew up with that.
It's actually very dangerous.
Really?
What's so dangerous about it?
Sun tea, the premise is you just pop that sucker out in the sun and let it brew. And the combination of heat and moisture and no air moving around is the breeding ground for bacteria.
You get a dearth of bacteria going.
Yeah.
Nope. The opposite.
Oh.
Gonna get a grip.
A grip of
bacteria. But sun tea can make people extremely sick if you get a bad batch with bacteria in it.
Really?
Yes.
That's good to know. So
I wonder if
that makes so much sense. I never thought about
sun
it.
Sun tea deaths.
How many every month, I wonder? And what can we do to bring those numbers down?
I think there's something sweet about thinking like it's kind of an old school way of making tea and you pop it out in the sun and it has a very sweet southern sounding name, sun tea.
Yep.
But I think probably the best way to brew iced tea is to keep temperatures controlled and bacteria at a minimum.
Yeah.
So you want to start with some boiling water probably.
Boiling water, make your tea, let it get to room temp, and then throw it in the fridge.
I like that.
I think
that
that's what you good. Do.
I should ask my brother-in-law as he literally always has iced tea going.
Yeah.
All of the time. Like if he goes on vacation, he's packing a jug with him, like a pitcher to make his iced tea in.
Wow.
So it's like, and he will always make it from scratch. He has no interest in other people's iced teas.
Pass.
Well, yeah. There's something, I mean, I don't know if that's the case, if he's like a purist like that.
No. I mean, he'll order at
the
restaurant.
She's coming on the podcast soon, but there's something that I'm excited about.
Right.
Recently. So Matt Walsh's wife, Morgan Walsh,
yes.
Who's a good friend of mine, it came out with this fucking awesome tea line called 12th Avenue Teas, and it comes in this little shaker, and I've been drinking it. You do five shakes and it's a powder, but it's all natural.
Wow.
And it's matcha, or there's green and there's black, and you shake it into your cold water. Boom.
That's
iced
it.
Tea.
Oh, we're gonna hit that.
So
hard.
He could just take these little shakers.
Yeah.
Put in his water. It's delicious.
Delicious.
But she'll come on to plug it more.
I love it. I can't wait to try it.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, listeners, thanks so much. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming back on the
I
show.
Okay?
Oh, it was a great
you were
pleasure.
A delight.
Yep.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I love you both.
We love you.
I feel honored to get to be a part of this. I love your passion. I'm very kind of excited that you have all these female fans.
That reminds me, we're still running our panty competition. Send us your panties and we'll send you an autographed K-cup.
The grossest word on planet Earth.
Do that. He's not being serious.
I'm totally joking. Please do not. Whatever you do, don't ever send us a pair of your panties. No matter how many hippie speedballs you're on.
Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
And we're going to outro with a song that I produced called Lemonize by Meg Myers.
Love this song.
Hey.
Keeping that synergy going. But Elizabeth, thanks so much. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Go visit you at Totally Married and Totally Mommy.
Yeah, totally. I'm at Totally Lame on Twitter.
Yeah.
LAIME.
Yeah.
And thanks, guys.
All right. JoJo, you got anything cooking?
No.
All right, guys.
It's my body. My blood's boiling right now.
Sorry.
We will see you next week. Go fuck yourself.
Hush now, baby. There's no need to cry. Let me wipe away those lemon eyes. All your such a waste of time. You can't even see how much you're mine. You're so bitter, 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 yellow. Settle, settle, cut to settle. Die. Okay, listen, listen, you listen, yellow. It's a killer, a killer, a killer. Just say.